The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Blezer, Reish Kollel of the North Miami Beach Community Kollel, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Kuf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara here introduces a new isser of feeding animals on Shabbos. And the Baraita says the following: Kedesanya, noisnim mizoynos lifnei hakelev, ve'noisnim mizoynos lifnei chazir. One may give and place food in front of a kelev, a dog to eat, but not in front of a pig. Uma hefresh bein zelazet, ze mizoynos of alecha, ve'ze ein mizoynos of alecha. The Gemara makes a klal: if quote mizoynos of alecha, the responsibility of feeding the kelev is upon you, then you're allowed to feed the kelev and feed the animal. Zeh eim mizonos on alecha, but the chazir, the responsibility, the Torah never places the responsibility to feed the chazir upon you, because as Rashi says, it's aser to raise a chazir, and therefore clearly the Torah would never place the responsibility to feed the chazir upon the owner. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi adds another example to the above, the aforementioned principle. Masnisa nami deko ein noisnim mayim lufnei dvarim lufnei yoinim shebashoivach. Avo noisnim lufnei avozim v'lufnei tarnagoyim. You're allowed to place water in front of chickens and hens and geese, because those are mizanoisan v'alecha. You have to feed them. But if you have yoinim, you have pigeons, those pigeons can go out and find water in the fields and other places in the agamim, and therefore it's not considered mizanois on alecha. It's not considered that you have the responsibility necessarily to feed these animals. The klal, the general principle which comes out from these halachas, is that any animal which is mizanois of alecha that you have to feed it, you're permitted to. Those which are ein mizanois of alecha is also. What's the reason for the iser? The reason for the iser, Rashi seems to indicate, but it's not as clear. The Mishnah Berurah brings clearly in Siman Shin Chav Dalet Sif Yud Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, the tircha shaloi latzarechi, it's considered an unnecessary tircha. And we'll see later, perhaps, some nafkaminas from the fact that the iser is because of tircha. Now, the Gemara is clearly discussing, right, for now, the Gemara is discussing those animals which you own. You own these animals, and afal pikein, even though you own them, but for example, a chazir, you have no right to own it, or yoinim, yoine hadasiyas, yoinim shebeshoivach, which are pigeons and doves which can get their food elsewhere, even though you own them, its aim is an isav alecha. Because it could go find it, it could go get the mayim, it could go find the water elsewhere. La halacha, the Chazon Ish says that since the reason given by the Gemara here is because it could go find the water elsewhere, if you have a special type of food that you feed this pigeon, and it won't be able to find that food elsewhere, says the Chazon Ish in Simen Nuntes, Sivkot and Aleph, that b'chiyah gavna, there's some rishonim in our sugya that would say it's mutter, and b'chiyah gavna you're allowed to be mekel according to those shitas. So as long as that would be called mizanois of alecha, even though they could go out and find a different type of food, but if the food that you want to feed them they won't be able to find elsewhere, that would be permitted. However, there is one chiddush in this gemara. The gemara goes on to say the following: Darsh Rabbi Yoina Apischa de Bein Asiya. Maidach Siv Yedea Tzadik Din Dalim Yedea Kadosh Baruch Hu Bekelev Shemizanois of Muaten Lefikach Shoya Achilas Bemeiv Gimliyam. And it goes on to say a whole story about how Kadosh Baruch Hu is feels bad for the Kalavim. Zoktam Magen Avraham Shin Chufta Shin Chav Dalit. You see from the Gemara that the chashivus of a kelev, the chashivus of a dog, to be mizanois of alecha, is not just because you own the dog and it can't go find its food elsewhere. It's because the Torah is machshev a kelev al tzakaras hatayv, and therefore says the Magen Avraham, even if you don't own the kelev, a kelev is considered mizanois of alecha even if you don't own it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this Magen Avraham, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chav Dalet, Tzivkotam Lamed Aleph, Vafil Kelv She'ena Megadlo Beveisai, Mutter De Mitzvah Tzas, Gam Tein Litin Le Mezoinis, Kwa Shomru Chazal, Shachos HaKadosh Baruch Olof, Vafish Mezoinis, and Mu'atin Ar Gemara. This is the Halacha Paskin, the Magen Avraham, and brought in the Mishnah Berurah. What you see from here is a very big Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Mizonois of Alecha does not have to mean that it's your animal. As long as you have a responsibility to feed the animal, even if it's not your animal, it would be permitted. However, there may be a limitation to that. The Bir Alecha is Mashma, in Siman Shin Chav Dalet again, that it's only Mutter if it belongs to another Yid. Because then you have to feed it because it's mutal on him, and you have arvas to the yid, and therefore you would also have to feed him. But if it's a kelv shel hefker, the bialacha has a certain mashmois that a kelv shel hefker is not mutter. Even a kelv shel nachri, if it belongs to a non-Jew, may not be mutter. It's only if it belongs to another yid. Vafil kelv she, and that's the Mishnah Berurah's lashon. If you medayik, says vafil kelv she man gadlo beveisa, he doesn't say necessarily that it's hefker, and that is a machloikis in the Paiskim. Now, there are cases that the Paiskim discuss where you have a scenario of Mizanoisav Alecha, even if the animal does not belong to you, and even if it is Hefker. The Gemara, the Paiskim discuss, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, what happens very often is a person will put down a bowl of milk for a cat the first day to show his children how cute it is that you have a stray cat out in the street. You put down a bowl of milk, and the cat will come and sip up the milk. And as a good friend of mine here in North Miami Beach told me, he did that once, and the cat came back every single day to the point where he tried to get rid of the cat and not put out milk, and the cat would just sit there parked for about 24 hours at a time and waiting for the milk. He even grabbed the cat, put the cat in his car, and when he got to where he wanted it to go, the cat came out of the car and ran straight back to his front lawn. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say b'chiyai gavna, that's called mizonoisav alecha, that's called you have the responsibility to feed the cat. And other parts can even add on that the reason you would have to feed it in that such a scenario is because v'racham of akomaisav, and we have a chiyuv to be mizdamet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for all of his creations, we have to look out for the animals who have no other source of food aside for that which you will give them. Therefore, it says Aruch HaShulchan b'chiyai gavna, you would be allowed to put out the milk for that particular cat, because that would be called Mizanoisav Alecha. Another scenario which comes up in this sugya of feeding animals is the scenario, the halacha which the Mishnah Berurah brings down, putting out bread in front of the birds on Shabbos Shira. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though there's an old minute to put out the bread on Shabbos Shira, Yesh noigen liten chitin lufnei oifes b'Shabbos Shira ve'ein einachon sharei ein mizonoisan alecha. These are animals which are not mizonoisan alecha. They can go find crumbs elsewhere, they can go find whatever they need to eat elsewhere. Going to put out food in front of them is not going to be aser. Says the Aruch HaShulchan to be miyash of the minig, as is the derech of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says a meridik pshat. He says, Minug Yisrael Torah, Adrabba, we have to try to be miyash of the Minug. He says, we are, since, Margla b'fiyah ha-hamoyin, sheha-oifes amru shira al hayam, v'lachayna no machzikim lahem toivam, imkein ha-kavona kadei lizkar simchas shira sayam. The intention that we have when we're putting it out is not for the birds. It's not for the birds, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRaz, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The reason is for us. And to explain the Aruch HaShulchan, let's go back to the first thing we started off with. What's the reason for the Isser of feeding animals on Shabbos? The Isser is that it's a Tircha Yisera. It's an unnecessary Tircha. A person is doing extra activity on Shabbos, which is completely unnecessary. It's only to benefit the birds, to benefit the animal. The Torah is not matir. Chazal are afraid that we should not do extra activity on Shabbos, which is only for the benefit of the birds and not for our benefit. Says Aruch HaShulchan, in that case, this is for our benefit, not for the birds' benefit. It's for our benefit that we should be yotze archi of akar satoif, that we should go and give the the birds something to eat. Therefore, it's not called tircha for the sake of the birds. It's called tircha for our own benefit, and that's mutter. As I zakt the Aruch HaShulchan, this would also apply lachaira to putting out food, putting out bread by tashlich. Even though the dogim or shabayam are not our dogim, and it's not mizunais on alecha, it should be aser. But since, according to the minhag of people who throw out bread at tashlich, it would be mutar according to the svar of the Aruch HaShulchan, because we're doing it for our benefit, to murder ourselves that we want to try to throw away our aveiros. The Mishabru, of course, is being machmer, and many acharim are being machmer. The Aruch HaShulchan is only being miyashiv the minhag. If one doesn't have the minhag, one should not rely l'chora on the Aruch HaShulchan. There's one other nafkamina, and this is actually a very important nafkamina, of what we just mentioned, which is that the ikar siba, the ikar reason for the issur is tircha, and when we're not being matriach for the benefit of the animals, it will be mutter. Many people have the custom, it's brought down in the Gemara, it sounds like it's not, it's a skula for parnasa, not to throw out any crumbs. There's a certain shade who comes out where the crumbs are, and if you're, it's a shade of anius, and if a person never has crumbs, that shade can't be shoylet. Therefore, what they do is they collect all the crumbs after every meal and they put it outside, and the birds will eventually eat it. But the minhag would be never to throw out any crumbs. Is one permitted to do that on Shabbos? Is one permitted to put out their crumbs to be eaten by the birds on Shabbos? Moreover, what about just taking out your tablecloth and shaking it out outside? The poskim want to say, in that case, it could be its mutter. Since you're not doing any extra tircha to feed it to the animals, you just want to leave it in a place where it's not the garbage, you want to put it outside. You're not coming to be matriach for the purpose, for the benefit of the animals. Your purpose and intention in putting it there is just for yourself, that you shouldn't end up throwing it out and making it mos. B'chiyagavna, l'chayra, you should have the same svar, the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's not called a tircha to benefit the animals, rather it's a tircha for yourself. It's not an extra tircha to benefit the animals. And therefore, in such a scenario, l'chayra, we should say that it's going to be mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.